We have maybe 60, 70 farmers now here down at Kerrigan's meat plant, and you know they're determined to hold out. We have only a couple of hours left now, but you know they have been determined all night. A lot of them stayed all night, you know, because they just feel so disappointed in how they're getting treated by the factories, and you know that's why they come. We had almost 100 people here yesterday.
We understand an attempt was made to bring one truckload of cattle into the plant overnight, and that was unsuccessful.
Unsuccessful. They didn't get them in. The farmers stood up and said, "There's no cattle coming in." And the cattle didn't get into the factory.
The Gardaí have been on site, but relations between the Gardaí and the farmers have been cordial. There's been no difficulty, no trouble as such.
I want to take this opportunity to thank the guards. They've been more than cordial to us all night. They've come and, you know, talked to us and told us what's happening. And, you know, it's a peaceful protest we have here. And, no, there's been no, you know, nothing has happened. And we've worked with everybody to, you know, make it peaceful all night and through the day here. So, no, it has went very well.
The suggestion has been made by some that the factories have the capacity to slaughter extra cattle over a 2 or 3 day period, and within a very short few days, this will have left a negligible mark on their operations. Is that something you accept, or do you believe that you are going to make a point to the factories that they will be forced to sit up and take notice?
They will have to take notice because, you know, as I said earlier in Sean's show, this is a short week. They have missed already Monday with a bank holiday. Now they've missed Tuesday, so they've only 3 days to kill this week. You know, so they are going to feel the financial difference. That's what we've been feeling all along. So, you know, a bit of their own medicine.
Is this the beginning of many protests?
That is possible. If you talk to the farmers on the ground, you know, they're ready for more. There is a forum with all the farm organisations, the minister, the factories tomorrow. So we'll see what comes out of that.